Wishing everyone a blessed, amazing day. Let's go. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Antonio. Can't complain.
How are you? Where are you from?
So I'm from Philadelphia, PA. I'm doing really great. How about yourself? It's good seeing you.
Me too. Here, I'm from Monterrey, Mexico. I saw your video in a motivational page, I think. Then I thought like, oh, I can talk to this guy. He looks cool. And then I just talked to you.
Yes, absolutely. That's how connections work, brother. That's how connections work.
Yes. I saw you have a book, right?
Yes, I have two books now. Here's my two books.
Okay. Both are about God.
Yes. So this one specifically too talks about overcoming bullying, depression, suicidal thoughts, and negative thought patterns. And it talks about knowing the worth within you and knowing that no matter what's going on in life, you are somebody, you do make a difference, and you can overcome it. You are a strong warrior of God. And it just shows how I've seen myself as an outcast to now building confidence in myself to become an alpha.
Cool. You passed through some episodes in your life or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like
creation yep.
of a book.
Yep. Cool. Yep, that's one of the reasons why I wrote a book as another form of motivation for people.
And the other book, what's about?
So this is about just gratitude being a healing process to your life. If you continue to be grateful for the things in your life, you will continue to be better, and God will continue to bless you in your life. So this is what this book is about.
How much books have you sell?
So this book, I sold, like, a lot of people have, like, a copy of this book, probably over 100 now.
Okay.
And then I just gave away a lot of these books right here, this copy. And then this, I just have a few people who already brought it. Just a few.
Oh, cool.
So this is the newest one. This came out last month.
Thanks to quarantine, you start writing that book in quarantine.
Yeah, man. Yeah, people gonna have success stories out of the quarantine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm writing my book right now. I'm in the creation, in the process. But I think in a few more weeks it will go out.
Okay. Good. Well, yeah. Keep going. Don't stop on that, man. Don't stop till it's done. Yeah.
So I have a few questions. Why did you start to make videos?
Wow. Yeah. So I started really because at first I was nervous. I was nervous in making motivational videos, and I felt like I didn't have the strength to do it at first. What made me start actually was when I seen a cat like on my porch one day, and I seen it struggling, and it looked like it needed water and food. So I went back out there. I went back into my house, and then I was telling my parents about it, and then I like got a bowl of water, and then I didn't know where my bread was at, and I just only had fries at the time made, so I should have never did it. It didn't eat the fries though, so that's usually cats pick up on what they can eat and what they can't eat. So, but it drunk, I noticed the difference because my bowl of water was full and it drunk like half of it. I seen like some of the water disappear like a few moments later.
Yes.
And then after it drunk, that was when it left. But like when I noticed it was drinking off of it too, when I was there and it was drinking off of it, it just started to like rejuvenate itself and it was getting back walking again. Yes. So that was an impact to me. And I had to share people that video of me just helping a cat and how your impact matters. Even to an animal, it showed like it matters so much. So I realized that just gave me leverage to want to just do motivational speaking and help out people. Because that helped me realize my impact matters. I need to be doing more with my life.
It's a normal story and how you created it in order to bring it back to the motivational.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I started about 3 years ago. I passed through depression and very like up and downs in my life. So in an instant, I decided to start making videos. And now I have been creating videos.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what led to the depression?
What led to my depression?
Yeah. And how you get out of it? Yeah.
I started high school. Yes. 11th grade. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. No, 10th grade. I started 10th grade.
That's when I started too, brother. Yep.
Yes.
11th grade as well in high school. Yep.
Yes. I moved to a high school where none of my friends went. Here in Monterrey, they are very judging people. So I started to wear masks in order to the people. Sorry about my English. Sometimes I pronounce it wrong.
No, it's okay, brother. I'm hearing you.
Okay, okay.
I'm hearing you, brother. It's cool.
So I went to my high school and I started wearing masks in order to be another person that I wasn't. Mm. So I started like having problems in my school, but then I wore the masks and pretend to be good. And then I came home and I take off the mask and shout to my parents, to my sister, and that's how it all started. And one day my father talked to me and he is like opposite to psychologist. Like, you can't go to a psychologist. If you want to get out of it, you must get out of it by yourself. And so I started like meditating, having meditation, reading, knowing myself, etc. And one day I decided to make video, and my first video was about the masks that people wear in order to pretend to be a person that they are not.
Wow, yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that's powerful. That was a powerful story, man.
Yes.
Wow.
It's somehow powerful. But my real point when I start to serve to people was here. I don't know. I am a missionary. Yes, it's how you call it.
Yeah, you work in ministry. Yeah, yes.
Yes, you are. What's your?
You work in the ministry. Yeah, you work within ministries at your church, right?
Yes, and I go to towns and villages where they're.
Got the word of God. Yep.
Yes, and I transmit the God's word.
You're doing great.
That's how I. Since I have been 14 times, 14 weeks, I have went 14 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, you spreading the word of God, man. Keep going.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we can do.
I like to spread the word. It's awesome. How was your first contact with God?
Wow. My first, really, I grew up in church. But I think my greatest contact with God was when I had left church and then I came back and I was baptized. Like, that was my greatest, I think that was my greatest contact with God, because I had an amazing spiritual experience. I had so many, it's so many like spiritual experiences I had with God. But I'll tell you this one that I had with God that was definitely, I feel like it was one of the greatest. I was baptized in church.
At what age?
And I was like 16. I was like 16 or 17, one of those ages. And I was nervous, but when I like got to the water, I said this. Wow, I'm getting it. All right, we're not going to get defeated today. I'm here, yeah, back. Yeah,
exact climax, your connection went off.
Yes, forgive me, everyone.
No, it was like, then I start to get into the water, and then you freeze, and you didn't move. I was like, what?
Well, we here back. Well, nothing's going to defeat us. Forgive me on that. So, I was baptized, and getting back to this story, I was baptized when I was about 16 or 17. And then before being baptized, like, I was nervous a little bit. And then when I really know what was happening, like, I had the white robe on, I had to change into it in the bathroom. My heart's just starting to beat. I'm like, what is going to happen afterwards? This is just like a exciting moment for me. And I'm nervous because this is about to be a change to my life. So as I'm walking, you know, the pastor's speaking, my heart is building up like in the front where like the pulpit is at. I got to walk up them steps. My heart is still pounding hard, and I got a heavy, warm heart. And it's just, it was a sensational feeling. And as I'm walking down to the pool, and I'm going into the water. The water feels so warm. And then I'm start calming down a little bit. And like the pastor's just like saying, being baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, and like my deacon was holding me, and I'm like in the moments of being submerged now, and I got submerged, and like instantly I just had darkness. And I seen myself when I was submerged just for those few seconds. When I was submerged, I had the experience to see myself dying away. But it was, yeah, you know, I seen myself dying away, and I didn't know what to think of it at the time. And then I just wake up. And like, I'm shocked. I'm looking excited. I'm looking crazy a little bit, but I'm like, it felt great after, just getting right back up. And I started thinking too, after that day, it was a proud moment. People were happy for me during that day. Of course, it was a proud moment I had. And I started thinking as I'm walking home too, afterwards, telling my mom, like, I see myself like passing away, but it wasn't me passing away. And it was kind of weird because like it hit me even throughout the day. Like, I wonder why I seen something like that.
Yes.
And then like, as I'm experiencing it, like God was telling me even on that day, like the old me is gone now.
Yes.
So everything behind me isn't me to what I'm building towards today. Right, all the foolish moments, all the times people criticize me, all the times I made mistakes in my life, those things don't define who I am today. Those things aren't who I am today. It's behind me now, and I need to let it go. And I gave it to God. And that day, I've been renewed. I was healed. God showed me that I was healed, and God showed me that I am going to continue to be healed further on in life. Everything that's ahead of me right now is the greater me. It's the new me. I've been renewed. I've been healed. And in baptism, it makes sense too, because in baptism, you have a new life.
Yes.
You have a new journey you have a new walk with the Holy Spirit. You've been renewed in baptism because you die with Jesus, and in death, you have life. You're resurrected
for eternity.
You resurrected, and I felt like that was a resurrection for me. That was a new life for me, and that's one of the greatest. I know, matter of fact, that's the greatest experience I had with God.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So that's, wow. God is so good.
Yes. And how you be like criticized by spreading the word or by making motivational videos?
Yeah. Sorry, I sucked my teeth, but yeah. It was a bitter feeling that I used to get when people would try to make fun of me just being nice and being kind and motivational. You know, I used to have people say, "What, you want to be a motivational speaker?" Well, that's what I am today. I'm already that. I'm already a successful motivational speaker. I'm already that uplifter. I'm already that impact that makes a change to my community. Now I'm just growing in it. Now I'm just maturing in it. But back then in high school, yeah, people tried to pick on me or like tried to laugh because like I was telling the truth and didn't really take it serious. But I'm telling you, I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to show people why I never gave up, and my results are just going to speak for themselves. I'm going to show people who support me why they were right, and the ones who just wasn't for it, who didn't hop on the ride, who didn't hop on the journey with me, that's okay. I'm just showing you that it can be done. Just because you don't put your limitations on me. I had to accept that and walk away from people like that. Don't put your limitations on me. If you don't like me, stop hanging around me. Like, I had to, like, if I really wanted to change, I can't be a hypocrite and change. I got to really stand for that side of change and not be around things that's not going to lead to change or to help me grow in life. Like, I can't be in and out. You got to be full on with God or you're not with God. You see, I mean, God with you, but if you're not willing to be with God, it's going to be tough on your life. You tell me, y'all tell me, look, somebody tell me how it is without God. It's a hard life.
It's amazing how when you have God inside of you and you start walking on the street alone, you know that you are not alone, you know? You know that you have company, that there's this entire army behind you of God.
Yeah, angels, yep. That's the angel.
And it's amazing. Yeah.
It is amazing, too. I want to add something on that, too. It's amazing because the more that you promote God and the more that you have faith, you read your Bible, you pray, the more that you do all that and meditate, you unconsciously know that God is right there with you. Because you're working out God's principles in your life. You're working out God's love in your life. And just like how you working out any muscle in your life for, like, whoever is working out and, like, lifting dumbbells or just doing a repetition and, like, squats or anything like that, you get so used to it, and it comes with ease after a while when it was a struggle at one point. Well, that's the same thing as you building your relationship up with God. It comes with ease. It comes effortlessly. It comes without a struggle. I mean, it comes even when you struggle, you still manage the struggle. It comes so righteously. It comes so strongly. It comes with a lot of energy because God is so, that's just how it works. You working out the muscle strength with God to do things unconsciously and have it work effortlessly in your life. Now, when you look at God and throw your bars, oh, God got this, you know, you might realize that it's a problem, but I'm going to get through this problem. Why? Because I got the strongest being in my life. I got the Most High in my life. And that's God.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's pretty amazing. And I would like to add, like, when you know that a lot of people struggle because they can't be alone with themselves. A lot of people struggle, like, they can have a plenty life because they are alone. But when you have God inside of you, you are not alone. Mm-hmm. You will never be alone. And that's what about a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah, you'll never be alone. That's a great point. You'll never be alone. Why do you think some people don't understand?
I think a lot of people don't understand that God is inside of them and with them, because they have been into hard times or tough processes. Mm-hmm. And when tough processes and hard times come to a person, the person starts thinking, like, if this is happening to me, mm-hmm. God is not within me, because God mm-hmm. is pure, God is good, and I'm having a bad life. And no, it's the opposite way. God is making you, God is throwing you the problems in order to you to grow.
That's yes. Yeah. That's how we have to see it. We have to see the challenges making us grow. But I think, it can be a victimization too on us. It can be a victimization too. Like, when we feel like a problem is thrown at us, we feel like we can't do it. And, you know, that's a perspective to have, because it's not just for us to do it, it's for God to do it with us as well.
Yes.
So you see, a lot of people, that's a perspective where they think that's they taking a perspective of ego and pride, and pride comes before a fall. You can't just do it all, absorb all on your own and think that you just got this all on your own. You're supposed to work with it with God and put God first. And that becomes your strength to know that, to get excited for the challenge, to thrive in the challenge.
Yeah.
To be uplifted in the challenge. Yeah.
Yes.
To be encouraged in the challenge.
What will you say to the people that don't believe in God? how they can feel it, how they can experiment with him.
What I would say to people who don't believe in God is that if you don't believe in God, well, you don't believe in yourself, because God is in yourself. Come on. If you don't believe in God, then you just don't believe in you, really. You don't believe that things can happen better for your life. You don't believe that people, that you don't believe the good and the righteousness that you see in yourself. I feel like because God is within us, God is one with us. We live in the body of Christ. So we live for God's kingdom. And I believe, and I truly believe, like, because when let me be real too about this. When I didn't believe in myself, I wasn't putting God first. I didn't put God first. Like, God always stuck with me, but I didn't always stick to putting God first. And because when we don't believe in ourselves, here's the thing that we're missing. We're missing God in the equation. So, and that's why if you don't believe in you, you're not believing in God either. You're not believing that God can pull you through this situation. You're not believing fully that God can progress your life forward. You're not believing the abundance that God can bless you with your life. You're not believing that package that God can deliver to your house through your life and blessings. You're not believing in it. But you gotta believe in you. And when you believe in you, you believe in God.
Because God is inside of you.
Yeah, God is inside of you. So since God is inside of you, that is how you have your confidence to believe in you.
Wow. And
so I see, yeah.
With quarantine, have the relationship with God has been
stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. We need God more than ever. I know I do. So in quarantine with God, my faith just been strong, and I just continuously been praying. I just been continuously uplifting, and I feel like my relationship has been getting stronger. And I just want to help anyone who's been struggling with their relationship with God. You have to continue. This is the greatest time to build your relationship up with God. I think God has allowed us to be focused so that when we come back, out into the world more, and that all the COVID pass, all the pandemic passes away, we'll be able to always keep God first. So this is our time to prepare to keep God first. Keep God first in your business. Keep God first in finances. Keep God first at your job. Keep God first at the church. Keep God first at school. Keep God first at your education. You'll always think about God to strengthen in each and every single area you have with your life. So I think I just want to let people know what they quarantine, like in their relationship. The way I build up my relationship is just, I just gave up. I humble myself in the presence of the Lord, and the blessings will come down on you. I just stop saying me. I just stop having the ego limit me from my life. And I just gave it all to God, like everything. God, everything. God, make me stronger. God, make me more powerful. God, just keep being the light to my life.
Our presence here, it's just about time. But our presence over there, it's eternal.
Yep, exactly. And we have to appreciate the full life of Christ now.
Yes.
To appreciate that full life and afterlife. Yep. Dang, come on, man. Let's go.
How you deal with when you have, like, bad days? You have bad days.
Yeah. I acknowledge a bad day because that's part of life. You know, you're going to have ups and downs with life. That even comes as a Christian warrior. As a warrior of God, you're going to have ups and downs in life. And I acknowledge them. You know, I flow in the feelings that were made with that, because sadness and grief is an emotion. It's an emotion and a part of our human experience. I think that we should acknowledge that it exists and not try to push it back, because it can only make things worse. So we experience times of grief. We experience times of sadness, especially if you lost a loved one. God forbid, but if you lost a loved one, but yet if you lost a loved one that who passed away maybe today or just passed away recently, you have to accept that feeling, and to because you're being healed through that feeling, because you're going through because in that feeling, you're strengthening, you're really building up your own, you're still building up your own strength, because God gives us things to build us up still. Hey, what's up, Dad? God gives us things to build us up still. I know when I lost my Nana, when I lost my grandmother, it was one of the toughest times I ever had experienced. And I just had to go with the feeling of grief. I had to go with the feeling of I had to go in that experience because that was, and even it still hurts today, because you can even hear me struggle now. It still hurts today. It still hurts today. Through losing my grandmother, but it still hurts today. And you have to know that they're always with you. Like if you lost a loved one, they're always with you when in spirit and in heart, they're always with you. And I had to, and with just other difficult times, I had to know that my strength is much stronger than just being down. I feel down now, but I can't let this be a permanence on my life feeling down, because I still have to live life, right? You still got to live life. You still got to build yourself up. You still got to enjoy life, because this is the gift of life. Yes, sometimes it's going to be some bad moments, but that's part of the roller coaster in life. Sometimes it's going to be some sad moments. That's part of the roller coaster in life. We take it, we learn from it, and we experience in it. But don't get too high in life and don't get too low in life. Don't feel too high to pray and don't feel too low to pray. That's where prayer comes in. And every single moment of victory, you have to have times and celebrations, and also times and when you're feeling defeat and things ain't work out for you. But take them for what they are and move on. Move right along. Move right along in life. Don't stay stagnant on that feeling and make it permanent to your life. Move right along and keep flowing with life. See, here's the thing. Don't feel too, and this is where prayer comes in. Don't feel too high to pray and don't feel too low to pray. In times of celebrating, pray. In times of defeat and feeling defeated, pray. Continue to uplift and continue to thrive through life, because life is a gift to you. And yes, even though sometimes in the moments of through life you might feel bad about, but that isn't the overall in life. The overall in life is to get experience, knowledge, and to be around friends and family and to enjoy it and to prosper in it and to develop in it and to grow in it and to change and to help other people.
You have an amazing thought of life, and that's to admire. Remember your family like having problems with faith?
Yeah, so my family, yeah, sometimes we can have problems with faith. There's definitely no perfect family. I just do my best to help encourage, and even they do their best to help encourage me sometimes when I'm struggling in faith. Cool. Or struggling to keep going. So they help me as well. So yeah. Just continue to empower each other. Continue to build each other up. Just continue to always be there for them.
Okay.
What? Because it's hard without family and God living life.
Yes.
And you're blessed when you do have them. You're blessed to have them. Yeah.
Why? You have a podcast or something.
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's called Outcast the Alpha. And I have my new episode out. I released 2 days ago, and I'm dropping another episode today.
Outcast to Alpha.
Outcast to Alpha, yep, podcast.
Cool. So you have two books, a podcast, motivational videos.
Yep.
What else? What are you studying?
I have a brand. Yes, my business is called Outcast Alpha as well. I'm studying business general.
Okay. I'm going to study that too. And you want to live by making content?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. This is a lifestyle to me.
Yes, it's very cool. It's like an emblem, a part of yourself that it's going to stay forever. And a message, a video that you can make, the impact that you make. I always have this philosophy that about a story that I upload to my Instagram, 1,000 people see it. 900, like, ignore it. 90, skip. 8, like, judge. 1, my mother, like, this emoji of hearts. And 1 person tell me, like, that's what I need to hear. Thank you. And, mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, I create this for that person that has to listen right now.
Mm-hmm.
Exact moment.
And you know, brother, I used to have, and you know what? And that's okay too, because your audience and who you got to watch you is good enough. Who you got to watch you is good enough. And I would just strive off of that. Strive off of those relationships and the people who you got in your audience. Strive and make them your focus and not who you lack your focus or who you're not reaching your focus. Make the people who you are reaching your focus. Prove your supporters right.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I got one more thing to add, too. Brother, I used to, and even though I didn't show it, I never showed it. But when I was, like, around starting with the motivation and all that, wow, I got to do this every day. This can be tiring. This is getting tiring. Yeah. I'm like, this is getting tiring. I never used to show it because I don't want to put that example out there, of course, for people, like, just complaining about, like, oh, it's getting tougher, it's tougher. Just got to keep pushing through it. What I'm telling people is continue to keep pushing through it, even when you feel like that. Continue to strive. You are strong. God made you to be somebody. God made you to prove your worth. God made you to show your value in this life.
Yes, fold so forward.
Keep going strong. Yeah.
Fold forward.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's sometimes it's like, how you can say, very tough of like, fuck, I have to create another video again, or I'm going to sleep and then oh shit, another time. But no, it's like, okay, it's the changings of life, and by creating content you change the life of people, but yeah. You start to change your life also, and you get more knowledge, and you start like getting more to share more.
Yeah, and you never know whose life that was a great point, because you never know whose life you can really change by just putting up a 10-second video, a minute video, 30 seconds, 10 minutes. You can change somebody's life. You can make somebody feel better throughout the day.
I like this intro you make into every video. Like, how is it?
Oh, what's up, world? I'm wishing everyone a blessed and amazing day. Let's go. I haven't edited it like that, yeah.
That thing, like, share, make me smile, like, you know, like, yes, it's yeah. Cool, it's cool. Continue.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, wait, you see my videos through Fivecore, right?
What?
You see my videos through Fivecore, right?
I was going down in a motivational page, and I saw your videos.
Oh, the motivational page, right.
Yes, it was of computer. We are computers or something like that, you were saying.
Yes, yes, that was with Fivecore too, yes.
Yes, that's Fivecore.
Fivecore Life, yeah. And I was on there, yep, I was on there, yep.
And what's Fivecore?
So they're a community that's based around building up positivity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
so they talk about the five principles. I forgot what their five core principles are for their page.
Yes, but they are cool. They are. And I saw you, and it was like, I'm going to say a message. Hope he answers. And immediately you answer. I thought you were like smaller, like having 18,
17, 19. Yeah. Some people say I look younger. They do. Some people say I look younger.
And just to finish this video conference, what message would you give to the people? Imagine you are in like this scenario where all the whole world is seeing you, and you can say some words. What words would you say?
I would say, keep believing. Keep believing in yourself. Know that you are worth through God. Know that you are somebody. Keep believing. Because even if there's people in your life that don't think or see value in you right now, that doesn't mean that God won't come across through your life and have people come into your life to see the value and who attract who are you and who have the like-minded spirits, who are Christ-like just like yourself, who are going towards the kingdom of God just like yourself. That doesn't mean that God, just because you're around this certain environment right now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't have better plans, better things ahead of you and better people ahead of you in your life to attract to your life. So keep believing, keep being who you are, keep being who God made you to be, and you'll always keep growing in your life. You'll always help to change life. You'll always help to be somebody in life. You'll always help to grow something in life. You'll always help to develop and change life. Give love, give peace, and give faith, and give harmony to life. And I'm wishing everyone a blessed, amazing day. Let's go!